Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Vava Med Aleph. We're holding on Hayam Beis, seven lines from the bottom, Ella Itzrach. So the Gemara says, Ella Itzrach, you need a Leha. Meaning, without a Leha, I would have thought that the Asay of Yibam is Daicha, the Leisa Say of Arayas. Ah, it's a Leisa Say Shiesh Vakaris. But Salkadai de Chamina, Tasty Mikibad Aveim, I would have thought to say that the Asay of Yibam should be Daicha, Leisa Shiesh Vakaris, and we could learn it out from Kibad Aveim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Yachli Kibad Aveim Daicha Shabbos, I might think that Kibad Aveim could override Chil Shabbos. The Torah says, "Kulchem chayavim bechvaydi." All of you, you and your parents, everyone's chayav in my covenant, and therefore kibud aveim does not override Shabbos. Now, what chil Shabbos are we discussing? My lav, the amr leish shchayli basheli. We're talking about a case where the parents ask the child to shecht for them or to cook something for them. Real chil Shabbos, let's say sheish bekaris utaiman. The only reason why we say that kibud aveim is not doicha d'leisa say sheish bekaris of Shabbos is the kavsa of Rachmana shabsoi say tishmeiru. It's only because of the drasha halav hachi dachi. But without the drasha, I would have said and I say is doicha d'leisa say sheish bekaris. So this is makar. Then I say can be doicha d'leisa say sheish bekaris. However, says the Gemara, Loi, no, the Pasuk's not describing a Leisa say Sheish Bakaris. Lav de Mechamer, it's not talking about Bishul and Shchita, real Malachas. It's talking about Lav de Mechamer having a person's animal do Malacha, which is, it's Asur on Shabbos, it's a Leisa say, but it's a Leisa say that doesn't have Karis. However, ask the Gemara, Bafilu Achi, Loidachi. So then it comes out, though, that even by just that regular Leisa say, it's not Deicha Shabbos, El de Kaimalan, it's not Deicha, the Kibbut Aveim can't be Deicha Shabbos on just the regular laugh. El de Kaimalan, the Asi Asay, Vidachi Leisa say, that which we hold. That an Asay is Deicha Leisa say, Ligmar Meachet Leilidchi. Why don't we learn now from the fact that Kibbut Aveim is not Deicha Mechamer, that Asay is not Deicha Leisa say? Maybe you'll say that no, really a say is daicha leisa say. Just over here it's different because Shabbos is more chamer. We found a Tana that he doesn't ask such a pircha. He said a halacha with regards to other halachas, not just Shabbos, v'lei kaparech, and he learns it out from Shabbos, and he doesn't ask, and no, maybe Shabbos is different because it's more chamer. The Gemara explains, the Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that yachol amar le'aviv hitameh, I might think if a person's a kaye, and his father needs something from him in the Beis HaKvaris, and he tells him, go bitamimeis, aisha amar le'al tachzer, he needs something from his son, and he tells him, don't return the aveda, so yachol yishmalei, I might think a person should do the Avera and become Tamei Meis and not return the Aveda. Tamolai mer ish imay va'aviv tirou v'ashabsoi sa tishmeru ani Hashem alkeichem kulchem chayavim b'chvaydi. All of you are chayav in my covenant that kibud aveim does not override a mitzvah. Now wait a second. The makar is really from Shabbos. So maybe kibud aveim doesn't override Shabbos, but it does override the other mitzvahs. Maybe Shabbos is just different because it's more chamer. Elamai, you see that the Tana doesn't hold of such a pircha. If so, if the Pasuk's really talking about the lav of Mechamer, and the Pasuk saying that the Asay of Kibud Aveim is not Doicha the Lav of Mechamer, I should learn out from here to call a Torah Kula, that an Asay is not Doicha Lais Asay. And don't tell me Lavi of Shabbos is more Chamer, because we see that the Tana doesn't ask such a Pircha. So Elamai, the Pasuk must be talking about real Malacha. If it's real Malacha, then L'chayr, we have a Makar, that an Asay is Doicha Lais Asay Sheish Bekares. It's only over here we have a Drasha to say otherwise that it's not. But Benastam, an Asay is Doicha Lais Asay Sheish Bekares. So says the Gemara, no, it's still not a makar. Over there by Kibud Aveim and Shabbos, the only way you could be Mekayim Kibud Aveim is by doing the Chol Shabbos. So that's why I would have thought that Asay is Daicha Leis Sheish Bekaris. But you can't learn from here to Yibam, that Asay of Yibam should be Daicha Leis Sheish Bekaris of Arayas, because over there you have another option. You could do Chalitza. So says the Gemara, Allah, Sakodad Chamino, without Aleha, I would have thought to say that Asay of Yibam is Deicha, the Leisa say Sheish Bakaris of Arayas, because Tasi me Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we can learn it out from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, very similar Shakla Vitaria, that Yachol Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deicha Shabbos, I might think that the Asay of Binyan Beis HaMikdash should be Deicha, the Leisa say Sheish Bakaris of Shabbos. Tamolay Marish Shabsoi Say Tishmairi, Mikdashi Tiro, Kulch Ani Hashem, that Kulchem Chayavim Bechvaidi. You're all chai v'mai covered, and therefore, binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha the leisa seif Shabbos. Now, what leisa seif Shabbos are we talking about? My lab b'bayne v'seiser. L'chayr, we're talking about the lab that's needed for binyan beis hamikdash, which is real building, and seiser, when you needed to do it to rebuild, and time with the kasa rachman eshab seiser tishmeiru. It's only because I have this drasha, that's why I say that binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. Halav hachidachi. But if not for the drasha, I would have said that it is doicha. That I say a binyan beis hamikdash would be daicha the leisa say sheyesh bekaris of Shabbos. So this could be the makar by Yibam, that there would be such a havamina that Yibam should be daicha arayis. Says as the gemara loy lav the mechamer. I could tell you here also the pasuk's not talking about the lav of malacha. We're talking about the lav of mechamer. So now says the gemara the exact same shaklavatari that we had before. It's going to come out that the asay of binyan beis hamikdash is not daicha, just a regular lav of mechamer. Well, the kaimlon dasi asay v'dachi loy. That which we hold, that an asay could be that of the leisa say ligmar meacha de loy dachi. Wow, we learn now from here that it's not doicha. V'chitei mashani lavi de Shabbos de chamiri. Maybe you'll say that no, we can't learn now from here because Shabbos is more chamer. But tana ba'amakai, that's not true. We found a tana who's discussing other cases. V'loika parachi didn't ask that no, you can't learn now from Shabbos because it's more chamer. The tana we learned in the brisa, the same brisa that we said before. Yachal amar le aviv itami yashamar le al tachzir. I might think if a person's father tells them to become Tamei Meis, or not to return Naveda, Yachol Yishma Loi, I might think that the child's supposed to listen to his father, Tamalayma, the Torah tells us about Shabbos, that Ish Imoi V'Aviv Tirou, V'Shavshayseit Ishmairu, that Kuchem Chayavim Bechvaidi. Now, if your parents tell you to be Mechal Shabbos and to do Mechamer, let's say, so you're not supposed to listen. So you see, and the Tana was fine learning out from there to call Tarakula that you're not supposed to listen to your father when he tells you to do something that's Asr. He doesn't ask that, no, maybe it was Dafka by Shabbos because it's Chamer. So Elamai, what are you going to have to say? That Shabbos is not Chamer. If Shabbos is not more Chamer, at least we don't ask such a Pircha that Shabbos is more Chamer, so then we shall learn out from the fact that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Daicha, the Lav of Mechamer, that and I say, is not doing chalais I say. Elamai, what are you going to have to say? That we're not talking about lava mechamer. We're talking about real malacha, binyan vestira. And nafal pikin, there was a havamina that nasei is daichalais, nasei sheish bakaris. It's only I have a drasha here that it's not. But otherwise, menastam, and nasei is daichalais, nasei sheish bakaris. However, says the Gemara, alamishum dikala mifrach malahano shkenachsha mitzvah, that no, you still can't learn out from here to Yibam though, because over here, the only way you could be binyan the base of mikdash is by building. So that's why I would have thought that it's Deicha Shabbos. But by Yibam, that you have a way out, you could do Chalitza, so maybe there's no Havamina that Yibam should override the Israelites as they have Arayas. Says the Gemara, Hechsher Mitzvah, Tepuk Lameasam. It can't be that the Paz is coming to teach me that when it's Hechsher Mitzvah, when it's needed, that the Asay is Deicha Lois Asay Sheish Bakaris, because that I already learned that from Kibbut Aveim. So says the Gemara in Echanami, you're right, you learned that from Kibbut Aveim already. Okay, well then, so then what am I learning out from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, an entirely new drasha. I need it for a different drasha, a drasha that we learned in the Braisa. I might think a person's supposed to be aived the base of mikdash. He's supposed to be scared from the base of mikdash. Therefore, the Torah is makish Shabbos to meira mikdash. Nemr shmira b'Shabbos, v'nemr meira b'mikdash. Mashmira amura b'Shabbos, shmira Shabbos. You're not being shomer Shabbos because you're serving Shabbos. You're serving the one who warned you, gave you the mitzvah of Shabbos. You're not coming to serve the base of mikdash. You're coming to serve the one who warned you about the base of mikdash. You're coming to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezi imayr mikdash. So if you're not serving the base of mikdash, what does it mean you're scared from the mikdash? What do you do practically? It means like this. It means you treat it with a certain sense of mayra. Le'yikanis adam b'harabayis b'makaloi. It means you can't go onto harabayis with your walking stick, u'b'menaloi with your shoes, b'pandasa with your fanny pack, u'b'avak shal ragabi raglov, the dust on your feet, v'le'yasenu kapandaria, can't make it into a shortcut, u'rekika mikavachaymer, surely you're not allowed to spit there. Now, vainly, al-bizan shabbat. Now that only teaches me when there's a base of mikdash. That's when you have a mitzvah of meira. Bisman shein base of mikdash kayim minayin. How do I know even when there's no base of mikdash? Tamalaymar esh absoyse tishmeiru mikdashi tiro. We have this hekesh again to Shabbos. Mashmira amur b'Shabbos lo'aylam av meira amur b'mikdash lo'aylam. Just like shmira Shabbos is forever, even when there's no base of mikdash, so too the mitzvah of meira mikdash is forever, even when there's no base of mikdash. So that's what we learn now from this hekesh. Nothing to do with asei dechalei sase. The maskan of the Gemara, at least that we have right now, is that we still don't have a makar for asei deichaleis asei sheish makares when it's not hachshar mitzvah. And if so, we have no reason to assume that yibum would be able to be deiched aleis asei sheish makares of arayis, and we're back to our kasha, why do I need aleha? Why do I need aleha to teach us that it's asr to do yibum with an erva? Anyways, there should be no havamina that you could do yibum with an erva. It's the aleis asei sheish makares, so why would I think, where do we ever find that an asei can be deiched aleis asei sheish makares? Oh, yeah.